So this is our final bloggers meetup for 2021 for our mastermind. And so as we go through the whole series, and I have all of this, you know, in writing in the Kathy Benner International Academy, but I also have a paper list here that I kind of keep track of as we go down through the whole year. This is 2022, ready to go. And at the top, we're going to start with choosing a blog name in January. Now, our free meetup is January 7th. And then, of course, our mastermind is the 10th and 24th. It's the second and fourth Monday. And when I look at January, I always have to look to make sure. Yeah, it's going to be the first Friday. The first Friday of every month is the free one. And that one is, I just give an overview. I don't get down in the weeds with all of the topics. I just give an overview to whoever's on the call to let them know what we're doing in the mastermind. And then in the mastermind is where we get into the nitty gritty. So today is our final second part of the month mastermind. And we're talking about monetizing still. But when we get into January, we're going to talk about choosing a blog name. In February, getting online. In March, how to customize our blog. In April, how to write and publish. In May, how to promote. And then in June, how to monetize. And then in July, we start over for any newbies that jump in. And we just, for those of us that are in the mastermind for some time, we'll just keep getting deeper and deeper. So today, what I want to talk about on monetizing is a little bit of a different twist. And this is perfect, Debbie, for you and Sally, because you're at the place where you can actually start to utilize some of this. And here's what I want to talk about today. I have a blog post, and because today I'm focusing on health and wellness. And Debbie, you know, tonight is our Fit as a Fiddle group. It's our free group for folks that want to come in and listen to Fit as a Fiddle. And we're interviewing you tonight, and we're talking about health and wellness. And so I just stayed with that theme. And here's the joy that all of us can do. So easy is you can find, get your blog post together, whatever your topic is. And again, today mine is health and wellness. And you can go onto Clubhouse and basically just read your blog post. And that's what I did. I used it as my tool today when I did my Clubhouse room at 10 o'clock this morning. I used my blog post as my tool to talk about health and wellness. And once I went through the health and wellness blog post, I then just had a discussion with the folks that were on the Clubhouse call, and I can now monetize that. I can turn that into a podcast because it is recorded. All I need to have is a podcast platform. So what we're talking about is kind of repurposing our blog post to actually monetize it. Now, once I turn that into a podcast, and I start putting my podcast out there, and it starts to attract a readership or a listeners into the podcast, then after a while, advertisers are going to take notice. And once I get a certain number of following, advertisers are going to want to pay for ads to be around my podcast. Now, that doesn't happen overnight. And again, if I go back to our group that all of us are in as well, the Build a Better Business, you do have to build your business, but you can repurpose that. So now you just start with a blog post. You can take that blog post and you can put, we talked about this last time, you can put links in there back to your products and services. So you're monetizing your blog. You can put an affiliate link, for example, over to Amazon. That's a way that you're going to monetize your blog. You can now take that same blog post like I did this morning, and I can go over onto Clubhouse. I can use my blog post as my material for my podcast this morning. And now I can record that and turn that into a podcast. And you can pick a very narrow niche if you want. And again, in health and wellness, you can keep it to that focus the whole time if you want to. It depends on what your products and services are, because you always want to refer back to that. And now you have content for your podcast, but you've only created the content once. You created it once in your blog post. Now you can take that same blog post and you can make that as a chapter in a course. Because if you're going to dive a little deeper into a particular topic and you've written about it and you've researched it, again, you can repurpose that blog post and turn that into a chapter in one of your courses. And if that in fact is going to be one of the things that you monetize is courses, then you've already written a chapter. Okay. Then you can take that same blog post and you can take different parts and pieces of it and quote it out in your social media post. And again, you can then link it back either to your course or to your podcast or to your blog platform in order to monetize it. And it's just one document. It's just one piece, and you've repurposed it about 10 different ways. If you're writing a book, it could also be a chapter in your book. If you're writing an ebook, it could be a chapter in your ebook. You see how easy it is to repurpose that blog post. And this is what makes it so important when you write your blog post to be able to use that material. You can use it as an outline for speech. If you're going to give a talk, you can give a talk on your blog post. Now, mine this morning was even from guest writers. I didn't even have to write the blog post. I talked to three different health and wellness folks, and they each gave me five ways that you could be more healthy in 2022. And so I talked to three different folks. So I ended up with 15 ways to be more healthy in 2022. So now I could even use that as an outline and I could give a speech on 15 ways to be healthier in 2022. I could put it on a podcast. Let's discuss 15 ways to be healthier in 2022. I could put it as a chapter in one of my courses, 15 ways to be healthier. I could use it as a chapter in an ebook or a regular book, 15 ways. I could use it then as an outline to give a speech. So you get the idea. And let me hear from you on ways, what you have written already, how might you repurpose that so that you can monetize it? So Debbie, how about you? How could you repurpose some of the things you've done, you've written already? What are some ways, and think outside the box a little bit, what are some ways that you could repurpose what you've written already? Because I know you're writing your book about your legacy even.
Right. And what's interesting is sometimes something will occur or somebody will say something and it awakens a memory.
Yes.
You know, all the time. And it's funny how when you have to be in the right place in your life to be aware of it. I mean, and it has to be the right time for you. Like, so all these years it was not right, but now it is. And I can see where, with the homesteading, I can create a time, a video, and relive helping my mom do something in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and then compare it to what I'm doing now and what I've taken from that and incorporated into now. And that's why I'm really excited about this YouTube channel. For me, uh-huh. That's way out of my box. And just being me and doing it without thinking twice, like, oh, what do I sound like? How, you know, what everybody does naturally. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting here thinking, I was listening to somebody talking earlier on another webcast, and, you know, where was I 10 years ago compared to now? And I don't know, am I answering your question?
yeah, because you have a lot of history and a lot of stories that once you break them down and start putting them out on a video as a podcast, because a podcast is audio, but we like blogging and vlogging, which is a video blog, and audio and video, and it's kind of all together these days, because we do have platforms like YouTube and Vimeo, and then you can take, you know, a video like that and just separate the audio, you know, thread out of that whole video, and you've got a podcast. You don't have to, you know, make a different recording for your podcast. You can use the same recording, because especially if you're in an environment like this where we're having a conversation, it's like talk radio. How many times did you listen to talk radio? And all you can tell, yeah, and you can tell the difference when people, you know, are talking among themselves. And if it's a topic that you're interested in, I don't know about you, but I'm just kind of riveted to it. If it's a topic that I'm really interested in, I want to hear what they have to say. And it's big, it's just big business. And so what happens is once you get some traction and just start building your content, because if you remember when we were talking about doing blogs to begin with, one of our chapters was content is king. Mm-hmm. And so once you start building your content and start putting it out there, you will automatically start to get your tribe following you. I launched my podcast, which is my free meetups. I just took my free video meetups here on Zoom, and Zoom automatically separates out the MP4, which is the video, and the MPA, which is audio only. And I just started popping that audio thread up on Audioboom, which is a podcast platform. And Audioboom automatically shares it with like five or six other platforms. So I'm on Spotify, because they share it with Spotify. And I've had over 900 listens since I launched at the end of October. And I haven't advertised a thing. And I've had over 900 listens to my podcast. And Debbie, if you would go back and take all of your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, mm-hmm. and put those all on a channel, on a YouTube channel, you could even separate out the audio there and pop it up on a Spotify or whatever platform you want for to do a podcast, and you would start getting a following, because there's a certain audience, and this is the big aha for all of you when it comes to online. Some folks like YouTube, some folks like Vimeo, some folks like Facebook, some folks like Instagram, some folks like Spotify, some folks like Audioboom, some folks like Eventbrite, some folks like Meetup. And so what happens is you have all of these little audience pockets, because certain people gravitate toward their favorites every time they're online. And so when you start to spread out your content, you start to pick up folks from all of those different lanes, all of those different little pockets. Because everybody has their favorites, and you too probably have your favorites. I have my favorites that I listen to. If I'm going to listen to a podcast, I usually listen on Spotify, but yet I post my stuff on Audioboom, because that's what I started with. But Audioboom shares to Spotify, so I'm okay with that. And so I have no reason to move mine over, because it all gets shared on Spotify. As a matter of fact, I'm pulling Mark kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And so I got him a speaker, you know, and he's like, well, what do I do with this? And I'm like, well, you connect it to your phone or your tablet via Bluetooth. And he's like, via what? And I'm like, you connect it by Bluetooth and, you know, and I'll show you. So anyway, we got him, you know, up and running, but he said, well, where do I get, I want to play music. Where do I get the music? Cause now he's starting to get excited about it. And so Lily, my 16-year-old granddaughter, she goes, why don't you just have a Spotify account? You can listen to music, podcasts, anything you want. And he's like, really? And she's like, yeah. So while we were out at my daughter's house for Christmas, you know, Jennifer hooked him up with her Wi-Fi. And he actually signed up for a free Spotify account on his phone. And he could not believe that all of a sudden he could play music and it would come out on that speaker across the room that he had connected with his Bluetooth. And so then he says to me, he said, isn't your podcast on Spotify? And I said, well, yeah, but I've never looked it up. I said, Audio Boom says it shares all of those with Spotify, but I've never looked it up. So he just put in Freestyle Living by Kathy Benner in the search bar, and my podcast channel came up on Spotify. And so he started playing my podcast, and they're pretty darn good, if I say so myself. So anyway, you know, because you really don't know, you know, how yeah. things present in the real world. And so I just want to encourage you to start with content. And content, again, content is king. So you have to start with writing the content. And the blog post is the perfect place to write the content. And so now, once you have the content, now you're ready to share that content. And again, whether you do it on YouTube or Vimeo as a video, because you're going to have a certain audience that always goes to YouTube or always goes to Vimeo, then you can share it again across, you know, podcasting sites like I do, Spotify, whichever one's your favorites. But then you can take snippets of that and you can drop quotes over into a little Canva graphic if you want, or you can just, one of my favorite things to do, and this is a quick little hack. If you're in a hurry, you can copy and paste your quote into Facebook and put a, you know how you can put a color background?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm not sure how to say your name. Are you connected? Can you hear us? Niloufar? Niloufar Green? Can you, did I say that right? Niloufar Green? Are you there? Can you hear us? Can you unmute and just let us know, or in the chat, let us know if you can hear us, okay? This is a newbie.
Sorry, I just had a little problem with my microphone. Sis, yes, I can hear you pretty well.
Good, 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 good. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We're in our final meetup of 2021 in our blogging group, and we're talking about how to monetize.
Great.
So welcome. So glad you're with us.
Thank you.
Yes, Debbie.
So can you mix vlogging on your blogging website, or, you know, on, can't you do vlogging in with your posting of your regular blogs?
Yes, I am using HostGator, which I know Debbie, you and Sally are both using HostGator. And yes, the place where you upload your picture, you can upload a picture or a video.
Okay, because you were talking about vlogging, and I go, well, wait a minute now, why don't I put that also on my vlogging or blogging and really kind of create an additional interest.
Right. Because some folks just want to listen, you know, to a podcast or a vlog. They just want to listen. Some people want to watch. Some people want to read. Again, it goes back to where everyone has their favorite way of consuming your content. And that's one of the struggles. And again, this is for the Build a Better Business course, but that's one of the struggles I'm having is when I create my course, I do not have any videos over in my course material yet, other than our meetups. I have all of our free meetups. I have all of our when we do these meetups for our mastermind, but in the actual course itself, if you remember on my Teachable platform, I have the free meetups, which is all video and audio. And then I can jump over to the mastermind and I have all the mastermind videos. But when you go to that center column, which is just the course material, it's all just written word and some pictures. And so once I feel that I have completed my course content comfortably, then what I want to do is I want to go back and I want to do an audio version of the course. You know, just like if you write a book and then you do an audio version of the book, you have to kind of like read the book and record it, and that becomes your audio version. It's the same with my course. I need to now add an audio version of all of that course material, because some folks, you know, again, maybe they're visually impaired. Maybe they can't sit and read. As a matter of fact, I have a girlfriend and she has said to me a couple of times, she said, I would love to take your course on real estate, but she said, I am considered legally blind. And she said, and I have to do all audio learning. So that's my next step. My point is, in all of that, is that whatever content you're putting together, you're not gonna have it boom. You're not gonna go from I have no content to I have this beautifully, you know, filled out content. It's a process. And I encourage you to just take small steps in this process. And like me, I just started writing a blog post, which is why this is the mastermind that's perfect, is how to create and monetize your blog post. I just started with a blog post. And with that blog post, I turned it into a course, because each week I would write a blog post on my subject matter, and that became chapter one. And then the following week, that became chapter two, or it became session two in chapter one. It depends on how big the post was. You see where I'm going with that. And so over a year, you look back and you go, oh my gosh, look at all the content I've created. And so it all kind of goes together. And that's why once you create that blog post, you can turn it into almost anything you need. Am I saying your name correctly?
Nilufar.
Yeah. Nilufar. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, actually, I have a question. It's mostly a question than a comment. So actually, I started writing something for myself, but I actually have all my writings in Google Docs. Huh? So in Google Doc, actually, I have not posted. I just post two or three in Medium, but mostly I write them and I keep them for myself. But I'm not sure if it is a good attitude or good, you know, let's say attitude towards my writing. Should I post it right away, even if I'm not sure, or I would better keep them and look at them, and when I really feel really, really confident, which is never going to happen, I post them?
Well, there's two schools of thought on that. My goal was to put myself out there, and it is a little scary to put yourself out there. And so one of the things that I did, And again, this is a little secret trick that I did. When I create on Zoom, when I create a call like this one, and it's being recorded on Zoom, when it comes up, it'll come up as a video and audio, and then it'll also come up as an audio only. Mm-hmm. When I upload those videos or just the audio into another platform, I have the option to mark whether I'm going to allow someone to comment or not.
Okay.
And I turn that commenting off for two reasons. If all of us follow Facebook,
oh yeah,
how many times has somebody innocently posted something that you could tell their intent was good, it was nice, and somewhere in that thread, someone has turned it around to make it something bad? And how dare you think this way or feel this way? And that wasn't their intent at all. And so then they have a tendency to either stop posting, you know, delete their account because they're not sure how to handle the naysayers. And so if you're just getting started, I encourage you to just turn off the comments when you post. And then that way you don't have that extra layer to have to defend what you were thinking or what you were saying. You can then start to put yourself out there and just leave it. And your tribe will find you.
Okay.
The folks that have your same heart will find you. They'll hear what it is you're trying to say, and they will find you.
So basically, thank you so much for your comment. Actually, this is what I really like to do, but in some platforms like Medium, it's not possible to actually turn it off. But people are so professional in Medium, so they're not going to, you know, put some nonsense comments.
Yeah.
But another thing is, so based on what you said, I conclude that you're encouraging me actually to post without being 100% confident of the content on my blog. Okay.
Yes.
So what are the subjects that you choose? Do you like choose a specific subject and you like you say, hey, I'm, you know, a professional in this subject, so I choose it, or you can choose from whatever interests you?
Correct. Now, once you determine what platform, you probably want to keep in your lane. Now, it depends on what your lane is. And early on, and we're at the very end of our whole series here in December, we're starting over in January. So please come back and listen in, because we're going to start from the beginning in January on how to choose a name and then, you know, how to get online and how to do all that. But once you choose your platform and you start posting, you want to get kind of a broad idea of what you want your lane to be in, so that you so that everything kind of makes sense. And the way I'll use Carrie, for those of you that know Carrie, he's my one of my coaches. He says, if you tune into a country station every day and you get country music, it's what you were expecting. But if you tune in one day and it's classical, and then one day it's rock and roll, and one day it's country, you start to think that the radio station must have gotten hacked, because it's not what you were expecting. And so once you have a lane, you're going to want to try to keep your content relative to your lane at some level. It doesn't have to be totally relevant, but you have to be able to make the connection. And I'll give you an example. I'm all about passive income. You can see here on the Zoom call where it says, you know, Kathy Benner, passive income coach. But I believe a beginning point of passive income is being healthy, because you have to be able to enjoy life. And one of the quotes by the Dalai Lama, and I can't quote it exactly, said that we spend our whole life making money and we lose our health to try to make money. And then we spend all of our money to try to buy our health back. and that really resonated with me. And so health comes before wealth. And so I do have a health and wellness piece in all of my writing, because it goes along with my passive income lane, and that is how I tie it together. And so that's an example of how you can have a subject that's not really your end subject, but it's a piece of it. And so you just want to be able to make a connection to your readers. And it's kind of like, I'll use the radio example again, it's kind of like a country artist that makes the transition over into pop culture. And all of a sudden you're hearing that country song on some of the pop stations, and they're making that connection through that pop culture, even though it's a country song. So that's my point, is to eat well. You have to somehow make that connection.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a travel agency, but my blog is called Embrace the Unexpected, because of the different things that happen while you're traveling, that you should embrace it, because you don't know where it's going to lead. It might lead you to someplace totally different, but just as good. So I weave those two things together. And I have found that I get the most response when I am very personal in my blog. And sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with travel. My last one was called Once Upon a Time, and it just listed the things, or not listed, but I wrote about things that happened 6 years ago, you know.
Interesting.
So, and I usually write my blog, and I write it in Word, So I've got it a couple, 3 days before I'm going to post, just so I can go back and look at it. And
so how many lines? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just want to know in general, how many words do you use per article, or how many minutes it takes to read your article entirely?
It depends.
Okay.
Now, Once Upon a Time was a little lengthy. I did one blog like what being a mermaid means to me. And I did like the M-E-R-M-A-I-D, what M meant and all of that. And I've used that in a PowerPoint presentation. So I was able to reuse that. So, and sometimes it's just a travel quote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm talking about a specific trip that I'd like people to know about. That I get the most response when I'm the most personal.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting points, actually.
Now, as far as length, I like to do about 160 words, if that's helpful.
160 words.
Mm-hmm. So which is not a lot. Yeah, that's just a kind of an oversized paragraph. And again, that's a great blog post. That's a great way to get folks interested. But then again, you'll see some of mine are a little longer than that. But it just depends on the topic, and because you want to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. You want to be able to have a conclusion to your article.
Okay, so basically the introduction and the conclusion probably are each 30 words, and the main part of the article is around 90 words, right? This is how you allocate. Right. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And again, you can go online and read some blogs and you'll get a feel for what's comfortable to you. I don't think there's any hard and fast rule. I think you just need to come up with a system and a word count that's comfortable for you. Yeah. And again, your tribe will find you.
Mm-hmm. But it's captivating. It doesn't, people will read it mm-hmm. if it speaks to them.
Okay, great.
And it's a captivating. You know, and the whole purpose of my Once Upon a Time post was embracing the unexpected mm-hmm. and maybe making it work for you and the results of doing that.
Okay. In general, how many hours is it taking from each of you that are posting regularly per week? Because I am in a full-time job, so I'm just pretty limited in terms of the time they have.
Well, it spends hours in my head.
Good point.
Now, I do well, have
once I start writing,
and we're going to cover that when we.
But I think about it,
and I
lot.
Will cover that in the course as we go through the course. There is some public articles out there that you can buy. That are, it's kind of like free photos. You can get free articles. And we do talk about that in the course. And then all you have to do is just make it your own. You can just tweak a few sentences here and there and you've got a post. So that's just some quick ways to get some blog posts if you're short on time.
Oh, so like basically the subject has been chosen by somebody else. And then, I mean, you select
Well, you choose the subject. Oh. You choose the subject. She'll get into that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in the course, when we get into the course, there's a program out there that you can sign on for. And if you sign on, and again, I'll get into all that. If you sign on through my website, you get some free credits and you buy articles on credits. And so a lot of the articles are only one credit and you get 10 free credits when you sign on. And so then you can take your credit and you can search in their search bar, whatever subject. And when the subject comes up, you go through all of those articles on that subject that you want, and you pick the one that's closest to what you want to say. And then you can just kind of tweak it to make it your own. And then you just copy and paste it right into your blog post.
Could you please post your website address to your own address in the chat?
I will do that. Mine is kathybenner.com. And then go to the resource page
mm-hmm.
and you'll see,
right.
It's called PLR.
Great. Thank you.
Anyway, that'll help you write some articles rather quickly.
It didn't work for me. It says that page is not, the source is not there, but now I just found the catabinner.com.
Yeah.
There's and no then, source yeah. on it.
Go to the little menu at the top, the little hamburger menu at the very top, and click on the resource page. Okay. And then it'll scroll toward the bottom. It'll say PLR.
Okay, great. I got it. Thanks.
Like, I think it's PLR.me, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, it's there on the resource page. If you click through on my resource page, it actually gives you the 10 free credits.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
And that way you can check it out. But they also have eBooks. When you pull open the PLR, you want to make sure that you're, before you spend your credits, make sure that it's an article versus just an affirmation sheet, because they've got several different things you can get there. And just make sure that it says it's an article.
Great.
But anyway, that's a fast way to get started. I do that sometimes when I'm in a hurry. For example, we went through a whole session, and you gals will remember this, where we searched different phrases to see what most people were looking for on Google. And instead of passive income, most folks were looking for working from home. And so I pulled up a money article on PLR, and I just changed out the phrases to say working from home. Because that's what most folks were searching for. And I probably got the most hits on that blog post of any other blog post I've done.
Interesting.
So that's just an example of how you can use the PLR. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfect. 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 So Sally, how can you use some of what you've written already? I know you said you used an acronym in one of your blog posts, and you use that then on a PowerPoint so that you could give an actual presentation off of that. How else might you use some of your blog posts?
Well, one of my goals this year is to actually do a YouTube or a podcast. Definitely. I was kind of going back and forth about what to do, but I think I'm going to probably stick, weave travel in with Embrace the Unexpected, because it's all part of me. It's all part of what I do. And the purpose of that is letting people know that they can rise above. They don't have to live with their circumstances. They don't have to become their circumstances. And I think that's a positive message. And that's when I'd like to impart. You know, we've all had tragedy. We've all had bad things happen to us. But I think a lot has to do with mindset. If you have the right mindset, you can rise above that. And I actually need to add an edit, I guess, to my Once Upon a Time, because the ending changed a little bit.
Yes, it has. Month, yeah. It has. Sally just recently got engaged to be married.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
I love that. I love that.
So I don't know. What do you think, Kathy?
Well, I think out of your blog post, you could have, of course, your blog, and monetizing that by linking back to your travel. You could have a podcast where you could start interviewing folks that have embraced the unexpected, that have taken some of your trips. You could write an ebook out of some of your blog posts, and you could then give the ebook away for free for folks signing up to your blog, and they could get the free download, because you could do all of that electronically. You could even create a little how-to PDF that folks could download, and you could write a blog with different points on what people need to know to travel, and then make that a downloadable PDF. So it could be your blog, and you could then talk about it on your podcast. You could turn it into a little ebook. You could make it a little downloadable PDF that folks could download and take with them. Maybe a little checklist of, you know, I know checklists are huge for me when I travel, because there's certain things I don't want to forget to take with me. And
I thought about making a travel journal.
Yeah, you could do that as well. You could make a downloadable travel journal. You could do that on Canva and put it into your Google Docs and make it downloadable, and you could either give it away in exchange for folks signing up for your blog, or you could even sell it, you know, for $2.99 a journal or $5.99 or whatever. You could, you know, research it and decide what you want to do. So there's all kinds of things that you can do there. Welcome, Juanita. I see you've just joined us. Can you hear us okay? I see that she's there. And she might be multitasking, as many of us do, and she might not be able to chat right now. She's disappeared. Anyway, so those are some things that you could do with your blog post. Again, I started to say one of my favorite things to do is to take a quote out of my blog post, go over to Facebook and type the quote into Facebook. And if you don't, if it's not too long, you can put one of those color backgrounds behind it. You know how on Facebook when you type something, and then take a screen print. Follow me here. Take a screen print. And all of a sudden, now over in your pictures, in your picture gallery, you'll have a graphic that now you can post it as a picture. And all you did was put a quote and put one of those colors behind it. And you have turned just a little bit of typing on Facebook into an actual graphic that then you can just post as a picture across all your social media. You can post it over on Instagram and Pinterest, and it's already got the color background behind it.
Nice.
So that's a quick way to make a little graphic. If you go, oh, I don't have time to take something and put it in Canva, and I always have to do battle with Canva, and I can't get the picture where I want it, and I don't know what background to choose, and I don't have time right now, I just really want to post something across all my social media, just take a quote out of your most recent blog. You know, even if you wanted to tweak the quote a little bit, dress it up a little bit, put it on Facebook, put the color background behind it, take a screen print, and boom, now you've got that picture that's easy, because we all upload pictures rather quickly from our phone into any of our social media, and now you've got a picture of that graphic. So, and then you can start a little album if you have albums on your phone for different pictures, you know, like Christmas holiday, and they're all under an album. You could put your graphics all under an album and call it graphics. And then are you ready for this, ladies? You only need 30 of those, and you can post them each month. And then if you want to add some, you can. If you have some that didn't get as much mileage, you could delete, and you could add some more later on and tweak that to where you have a nice little library of graphics that you can post. Quick and easy. Okay, comments, questions, and welcome, Juanita. We saw you had jumped in and then we lost you. Now I see that you're back. Welcome. Can you hear us okay, Juanita? Again, she might be multitasking, but welcome. We're glad you're here. This is our Bloggers Mastermind. It's how to create and monetize our blog posts. And this is our very final episode in 2021. And in January, we start over from the top talking about putting together a blog. So welcome. And we hope that you choose to join us in January. Juanita,
I can hear you.
Very good.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, you beautiful ladies.
Thank you for being with us, Juanita. I love it.
I love you guys. God bless you all.
We're glad that you're here. So let's go back to Debbie. Now, Debbie, have you been blogging? Do you have a blog post that you published recently?
No, not really. I've just been... Now, I've been focusing on something else. So, but it's Debbie's Organic Homesteading, and that's the name of my blog. And what I focus on is my gardening, planting, and harvesting, and then preserving. But in the mix of all that, I will be showing recipes. And now I'm going to add vlogging in there so that when I'm talking, but I can also have a vlog in there where people can see what I'm talking about. And I, you know, I'm thinking I already have a couple of those on my phone that I can use. So, but my concept is going green so that we don't use chemicals on our plants. We don't use the harsh fertilizers. However they grow, they grow. And mm-hmm. some years it's absolutely amazing. But
always healthy.
It's always healthy. And what's interesting for us is that sometimes I plant and grow things that people never have heard of. Like, I love purple peppers, and the fact that we always grow our own popcorn. And this coming year, we're going to actually plant tri-colored popcorn instead of just the one kind that we like. And so I like to put a little twist because to what we grow, I mean, really. And I always harvest and more than I need. So I'm always out there sharing. So my point now will be to post something like at least every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's getting time to start another year of growing. And
this is the perfect time for you to start from the beginning on how to plant, yes, and go through the whole season. I love that. And don't forget what I was saying earlier when we first came on today is that you've got a different audience on every platform. Some folks like Facebook, some folks like Instagram. When it comes to making announcements for events, some folks like Eventbrite, some folks like Meetup, some folks like Facebook events. And so what happens is that, you know, folks are tapping in all different ways. So take the same content and put it out across all these different platforms, all these different ways. You can use the same content for your blog, for your vlogging, for your
YouTube social channel,
for your podcast. You can use the same content because it's a different audience, see, and they're all going to tap into that content.
Yeah. And I've
so
learned
you don't have to just create content for every channel.
Well, and so you sharing that with your experience with Mark, it's like, I love Spotify. So, now I have Spotify platform that I can put my podcasts on.
Yes.
And that's exciting to know.
Yes. But it can be the same content.
Right.
It can be the same content. Yes. Because again, you've got a different audience there. So I love that. And then if you just, like you said, if you're just going to put something a couple of times a week, can you imagine at the end of the year how much content you will have?
Yeah.
You'll have an entire course.
And what's nice too, like you said, I'm starting at the beginning, I mean, the year, but what I just took pictures of and, you know, talked about last year, I can compare. Okay, last year we did this. This year we're doing this. So I have a lot of content. I just now need to sit down, focus, and do it.
Yes.
And I think once I get the first one out, or actually the second one out there, then I can start creating them and then have them all ready to go to post. And I won't have to keep creating. I mean, I've already got so much from last year.
Yes. Yes. And, but if you decide that you're going to create this year, you can feed some of that other stuff in between. If you have a week mm-hmm. that you're really kind of running short on time, you could always go back and revisit something that you did earlier and kind of feed it in there in that spot. And that way you feel, because now content is king, but consistency is your success.
Yes.
Consistency is the success. That's what gets you across the finish line, is consistency. And again, how many times have we tapped in to something that we really like? Let's give an example. How about you tap in to a television series and you're really invested in that television series to the point where you actually not maybe literally put it on your calendar, but you know that every Wednesday night you want to watch a show because you're invested in that, in the story. Remember, story. And then it goes off the air. How upset are we when that happens?
Very.
So it's consistency that's going to get you across the finish line, because your followers will start to feel the same way. They'll start to connect with your posting in whatever channel that they're connecting with. So don't ever think, oh, I'm not getting very many listeners over there, so I'm not going to post there anymore. The one or two over there that are listening might be your biggest fans. And so you don't want to drop something once you get it started. And that's why it's so important to repurpose all of this material, because there's not enough time in the day to create content for all these different lanes. And that's why you have to be able to repurpose your content. But it all starts with that blog post. That is the best way to start, because that blog post can be anything. Like Sally using it as an outline, to give a talk, or me using it as a podcast. You know, I read my blog post into Clubhouse this morning. My Clubhouse meeting at 10 o'clock was about being healthier and 15 ways that we could be healthier. And I simply read the blog post and discussed it piece by piece on Clubhouse this morning. And that became a podcast.
Wow.
So anyway, you girls have it figured out. So I'm excited. I can't wait for the new year. Juanita, I know that you're just tapping in with us, and you can find everything, and I'm going to put it over in the chat. You can find all the connections at kathybinner.com. You can go there and scroll down kathybinner.com, and you will see how to connect with this mastermind. This is the how to create and monetize a blog post. Now, of all of my lanes, Juanita, there's a free meetup for all of them. Feel free to tap into all the free stuff. We'd love to have you there. And if you want to join this particular mastermind, you are welcome to do that if you're interested in blogging. And in January, we start from the top on how to pick a name, how to pick a platform. We start from the very beginning. So please, please, please go to Kathy Binner. You can see my name right here in my little box. Go to kathybinner.com and just scroll down to the blogging section, and then you'll see the mastermind there. And it comes with the free course.
Thank you.
So we'd love to have you. So any comments that you'd like to share, Juanita? We didn't get to hear from you.
Well, I'm sorry I missed your blog. I think that's what I mean. Your earlier program, is there any way I can, do you do a replay of that, or is there somewhere I can?
The one on Clubhouse?
Yes.
Yes. If you go to your Clubhouse app, and I'm going to go to my Clubhouse app, so I'm making sure I'm telling you correctly. If you go to the Clubhouse app and you search in the search bar for Freestyle Living, it's the Freestyle Living Tribe. It will come up, and at the bottom of that page, you just scroll down and all of the replays are there from the, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 replays. I've been on 6 times now, and all of the replays are there.
Okay. Kathy, I'm a realtor, have been for just over 30 years, and I've been very blessed. But a few years ago, I went blind. And when this occurred, there's so much more to the story. But what I want to glean from it is my faith in God and my belief that It was only a season. And I, no matter what the doctors and surgeons told me, my faith was that I'd hold on. In the meantime, of course, you can't write an offer for client. You can't tour homes. I'm also an ordained minister. But I guess what I'm sharing that just with you all today is because in some ways I feel like I need to start over. I don't want to say that I lost anything during that period of time, but, you know, and I kept my license and everything, of course, but like the blogging thing, I feel like I have a lot, not that I need to say, but I feel like I can empower people. And Kathy, frankly, I've watched you. Can I just say, I'm so proud of what I've seen you do. And I'm like, is she the New Day Wonder Woman? What, I want some of what she got.
Thank you for saying that.
And I'm serious when I say it's people like you. And I think I've read something about Sally. And when I say I read something, I believe I've seen something she's either published or something. And it's just like, Lord, I need these people on my path because, you know, I'm 60 now and I'm sure retirement will find its way. Mm-hmm. But right now there's still life in me. And so the blogging and all this, the other things I hear you and Debbie talk about, and I think I just tried to get in and Sally was talking, you know, these are things that are very important to me. So I just want to say to all of you that it matters. And whether you have 3 on here or you have 50, mm-hmm. I need you to know that it matters. And I'm so grateful for this moment and the teaching that any and all of you are doing or offering. And I will be actively involved. Okay.
Do you know Juanita, we love you. We love that you're here. Thank you so much for that.
When I actually do a podcast, because my blog is embracetheunexpected.net, you would be a perfect person to interview.
Okay. Yes. By the way, I forgot to tell you that my eyesight was restored and I have nearly 20/20 vision now. And that was, and they, you know, couldn't believe it. So Sally, whatever I can bring to you in the table, I'm here. Okay. I think wonderful. I need something from you. But if I possess anything, I'm happy to contribute.
Now, I want to say something to the group. Remember when I said your tribe will find you?
Yes.
The folks that resonate with your message, with your heart, with your heart-centered business will find you. So keep going. And the second thing that I want to say is that your tribe needs your message. Even if they haven't found you yet, you can't tune the radio into your favorite station if the radio station isn't playing.
Yes.
So you have to continually put your message out there in the heart-centered way that you are, and your tribe will tune you in and they will find you because they need your message. So don't cheat them out of your message. They need it. They're looking for it.
Amen.
And you have a beautiful story to tell when you feel it's the time to share it with the world. People need to know what happened, how you were, because how many other people out there in the world, you know, had a life with eyesight and then lost it and I have still don't have it back, or the ones that have had success as you did. That's a miracle. Yes. And I don't know if you know Carrie, but he's great. And Kathy will really, really help you in both the newbie bloggers mastermind and build a better business platform that she has for you to pull on your strengths, other strengths now to move forward. I'm totally impressed with your story, and you need to share that with other ones. And just so you know, I'm writing a story book, a book also. And you have such strength that you need to share it, share your story.
Okay. Very encouraging. Thank you so much, Juanita. We appreciate that you're here today. Again, KathyBenner.com. Please find us and connect wherever you feel appropriate for where you are. And what it is that you'd like to do. There's a lane for blogging. There's a lane for building a better business. If you wanted to recreate yourself and put together, you know, maybe a blog story or whatever. And then there's also a whole lane for nonprofits and how to give back.
Okay.
And so all of those, I think, would be very appropriate for you and your story. So I love that. This has been a great session. One of my coaches told me just last week, and this was an aha moment for me. And this might be right in line with Sally and Debbie getting ready to do some speaking gigs. Is she said, when you get up on stage, whether it's on a Zoom call or whether it is, you know, in front of 5,000 people, she said, you always have in your head what you want to say. She said, but take a moment to shift from your head to your heart.
Yes.
And she said, and all of a sudden you will have all the confidence in the world because now your message is heart-centered, not head-centered, and your audience will know that. They'll feel that.
I believe that.
And she said, all your confidence will immediately come back as soon as you shift from your head to your heart. And she said, that's all you need to remember to get rid of the nerves. Because sometimes we get so nervous that, you know, we're trying to think ahead what we're supposed to say, and we don't make that connection with our audience because we're in our head too much. And that's what she was trying to instill in us, is to just forget all that, you know, be prepared, you know, have your outline, but just bring it to your heart.
Yes.
And it's just like a pastor that does a sermon oftentimes, or a teacher that teaches in the classroom. Oftentimes they go in with the outline on what they want to talk about, but when they focus on being heart-centered, they talk right directly to someone in the audience. And how many times have maybe, and I've said this, I've been in services before where I said, does that pastor live in my closet? How did he know to preach on that today? You know, and because he becomes heart-centered and he can tell what his audience really needs to receive. And a teacher Yes. oftentimes deviates from their course for the day, even though they have an outline, because they have to meet the student where the student is. And so, and that's what we have to do, I think, as speakers, is we have to meet our audience where our audience is. And, yes. and it goes back to what Carrie always says. And again, Juanita, Carrie is my coach, when he says, try to enter the conversation in their heads. Don't make them enter the conversation in yours. And that's, I
wow. think
that's what he's trying to say, is meet them where they are. So, and I think all of us kind of have that. We're all heart-centered in our businesses with what we're doing, and we all have that. So, continue on. I can't wait to see what the new year is going to bring. I can't wait to see your content and see how we've all grown so much in this past year.
Awesome.
And I can't wait to see what we all look like in another year.
Thank the Lord.
Yep. Perfect. Any last comments before we go?
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless you all.
Yes. Bless and you we will, as well.
We will return next Monday. The
yes.
3rd. Not for the blog. Not for
okay. the blog. For okay. the mastermind.
Yeah.
Build a better business.
Yes. And Juanita, please tap into KathyBenner.com and just choose where you want to plug in. We'd love to have you.
Okay. You can count on it.
All right.
And I have found my tribe.
Yes. Thank you. Yay.
Have a wonderful day.
Yes. Thank see you. Everybody next time.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Lord.